I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Not a good day for flying if you're headed to or from the UK today. Five airports were effectively shut down for several hours, including Heathrow, one of Europe's busiest hubs, all because of a little old computer glitch at an air traffic center in England. Airline security expert Chris Yates was not surprised.
I thought, not again, quite frankly.
Yeah, not again, because this is not the first time this has happened.
Not the first time this has happened. It happened this time last year. It happened a couple of years ago as well. There's a problem of some sort in the air traffic system that is incapable of standing up at the peaks of the travel period.
It makes me wonder how much of air travel is automated by computers and how little would it take to create a major disruption for the entire planet.
The entirety of the air traffic control system here in the UK is now computer-driven. The vast majority of all of the data is handled by this supercomputer. As the air traffic control system has developed, it's become ever more complex.
Could you explain just what the computer controls? The flight control tower is able to still speak with the pilots and the navigators and tell them what to do, but how hard does that get when you don't have that computer?
We're talking about London Air Traffic Control Centre here, and that is completely separate from control at London Heathrow, for example, or London Gatwick. It is a control centre that controls flights once they've left airports or when they're on the way to airports. And that London Air Traffic Control Centre handles airspace from the Scottish borders down to the southern tip of the United Kingdom.
So this computer basically is the big eye that is kind of sorting out all of the air traffic over the UK.
Indeed. It not only handles all of the voice communication between aircraft and controllers, but it also handles the eyes in the sky, if you will, the visual display of where all the aircraft are at any given moment.
Airline security expert Chris Yates, glad to hear things are back to normal. Still thinking about all those passengers that are trying to get to the UK and their other destinations. But thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.